2010, Senate candidate Joe Miller says he's exploring another Senate run. This time, he's eyeing the seat held by Democrat Mark Begich. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, Miller is taking the first step to formally announcing his bid for a race that's more than a year and a half away.
Alaska has not re-elected a Democrat to the Senate since Mike Gravel in 1974. So the stakes are high for the Democratic Party and Senator Begich. He raised $948,000 in the first quarter of this year, and he's sitting on more than $1.5 million in campaign cash. So whoever wins the Republican primary will face a formidable incumbent. Miller announced late Sunday in a blog post he's forming an exploratory committee that allows him to raise money for the campaign and test the waters. It's not an official entrance. And he's not the first to dip his toes.
We have to remember that the goal that Republicans have is replacing Mark Begich.
Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, who announced his exploratory committee earlier this year, says Miller called him Sunday to tell him the news. Treadwell says he expected Miller to jump into the race, and while primaries are important to select the strongest candidate, he's worried a protracted one could leave Senator Begich in a better position.
Some people sent me notes after Joe announced his exploratory committee as saying that's the best gift Begich could have gotten. I don't know.
Treadwell says he does not know when he'll make a final decision, but he says polls have shown him leading Miller and competing well with Begich. He did not say who paid for and conducted the polls. Treadwell will be in D.C. this week. He says he'll be meeting with congressional leaders, but he would not say whether he's meeting with the National Republican Senatorial Committee. That's the wing of the GOP tasked with winning more seats in the Senate. Jennifer Duffy is a senior editor with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. She says Miller's move is no surprise, and she expects a more crowded primary field. She says Miller will soon learn that being a candidate today is different than in 2010.
He was a Tea Party candidate in the first cycle that Tea Party candidates really came to the fore in Senate races, and they had the element of surprise helping them, and that is not the case this time.
That, Duffy says, means Miller's opponents will try and define just who he is during the primary. Miller will have to defend his past actions and statements, something he didn't have to do much of in 2010. A spokesperson with the NRSC says it's too soon to support any one candidate. Miller met with the head of that group earlier this year. Duffy says the NRSC has backed off supporting candidates in primary campaigns, and she expects the same unless Governor Sean Parnell joins the race. With Miller, Duffy says, the NRSC has learned its lesson.
My sense is that the experience they had with Joe Miller in 2010 would probably lead them not to embrace his candidacy so quickly.
In his announcement, Miller says the 2014 race is not just about beating Mark Begich. It's about saving the country. His rhetoric and often incendiary language has drawn the scorn of many mainstream Republicans. Neither Miller nor his 2010 foe, Senator Lisa Murkowski, would comment for this story, but Senator Mark Begich would. Senator Begich, who styles himself an independent on his campaign site, says he takes any candidate seriously. He would not say whether he'd prefer to face Miller or Treadwell.
Whoever the Republican Party decides to anoint over there is their decision.
The GOP primary is not until August 2014, 3 months before the winner of that race will face Senator Begich in the general election. In Anchorage, I'm Peter Granitz.